Hello.
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 Hope everyone is staying warm.
Trying to.
Oh.
I have a very warm sweater.
It certainly looks warm. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Harry.
Hello.
Think Alexi is going to be joining shortly. Charlotte, is it a ready-made sweater or did you need it?
So I have bought it. So it's but it's from Norway. So but I love these
Yeah,
sweaters.
I like the design. Yeah. My daughter knits and she set up a business on the side, and she does different designs, and so she's really into it.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Alexi.
Hello.
All right. Let me give short update on what we've got. Okay, let me share the screen. Okay. Okay, hope you can see my screen right now. All right, what do we have right now on our plate? So two critical service patches on which we are focused right now. First one is related to Sunflower. So it's quite so I guess most attention is focused on Sunflower CSP5, right? We are testing it right now. Unfortunately, we are in situations that we need to extend a GA date for it, by additional 2 weeks, because goal is to make it as much stable as we can. So right now you can see 73 issues on board, right? And we got like 7 tickets which were not closed yet, and regression testing is in progress as well. We are trying to make it as much stable as we can, right? And we decided to add additional verifications of users' migration activities, right? And it's take a time for us. So first of all, from our DevOps team, we'll need to create additional cluster for it. And second ones that QAs were under situations that they did some additional test preparation on Ransom's Erica environment, and right now we are waiting when environment be prepared, to conduct more deep testing and analysis. Because we identified that this testing activity was not done quite deeply previously. So that's why we decided to add additional layer of verification, so to make sure that we can be even more confident in what we are delivering. So any questions so far? And and just short note, right? So maybe somebody already reviewed that we moved out some tickets from CSP5 to CSP6. So that's just because we want to reduce possible like quality disruption as much as we can. So to like limit number of tickets.
Sorry for the dumb question. Is February 16th the new date or the old date?
New date.
The new date. Okay, thanks.
Initially it was February 3rd. But due to fact that we think that we need a little bit more time, so we extended by 2 weeks almost. All right, a few words related to rounds on CSP number 9. So due to fact that all our attention and focus right now is concentrated on Sunflower CSP number 5, so we decided to just defer it still, right? So GA date and model release deadline still TBD. So it's still open for additional tickets, and I hope, so we will be able to conduct the testing and finalize CSP number 9 for Ramsons after Sunflower CSP 5 be out. Because we do not want to make competing priorities, because we realize from the past experience that it's better just to keep one step at a time. Ramsons will be our next step. So sorry for such huge delay, but so it is what it is. Okay, and few words related to Trillium. So I was not able to update our status here. I guess right now we aren't blocked. Thanks to let me make it right now. Thanks to our follow the ops team, I guess we are green, right? So we already migrated a few Spring Base modules from Jenkins build to our how it's called GitHub Actions build, right? So right as for me right now it's green, right? So and maybe one thing that we can touch base here is tied to situations that based on community on TC recommendation. TC wants to be out with Spring Boot 4.1. Unfortunately, right, so 4.1 will be out only somewhere at the end of May, and we do not want to draw on unreleased like third-party versions due to possible defects and other stuff. I guess it's still open question for discussion. I can see Jen raise her hand. Jen, please.
It's not open anymore. I thought you were pretty strong in your recommendation that we go with 4.0 and then move to 4.1 in a CSP. So that's what we wrote, which we thought was what you wanted.
Okay there. Okay.
Yeah, so we should all be on, I think we're all on the same page now.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right. In this case, we are good. I guess we've got additional epic for migration from for Spring for GitHub Actions. I will add it a little bit later into our set of tickets. We did migrate 10 modules already. So Spring based, thanks to Paolo Smuggin and Spitfire team. And right now we are just moving forward and forward, yeah, with this additional expansion and movement of our modules, Spring-based modules, from out from Jenkins into GitHub Actions. So that's on track right now. Yeah, so we've got good progress for our mod configuration decommission. Yeah, so at the same time, right, so we also trying to understand, yeah, because we identified additional, I can say, bottleneck, but maybe not bottleneck, but additional finding within mod inventory storage. Yeah, because right now all locale settings, location settings, regional settings like time zones, currency rates, and other stuff are stored in inventory storage, right? So the same as service points. Yeah, right now we are not able to entitle only platform minimal due to this limitation, right? So and I guess for every deployment it should not be a problem. And we've got a working group, right? So together with Alameda, Zach, Pavlos, Magen, Mikita, and Craig, who are working together, yeah, and Roman Aramov, who are working together just to understand, like what, for example, can we draw up in scope of mod configuration decommission, yeah, to make sure that mod settings will be quite a robust module, with just with any gaps, right? Because it will allow us to use it more actively, right? So yeah, because initial why we decided to get some kind of analysis around this, because some time ago our backend modules became dependent from UI1. That's probably incorrect, fully incorrect. Yeah, that's why we decided to root around, yeah, to understand how to make it, how to break this ground. Yeah, so regarding movement of locale settings, locations, and other stuff out from inventory storage into mod settings, or maybe into maybe new module, it's still in progress. So we are discussing, and I hope and I believe that it will not be work for Trillium, because for Trillium we've got only around 5 sprints left. Yeah, so and it will be mostly work for Umbrella Leaf. Yeah, so but yeah, so we just trying to understand how to make it correctly. Okay, what else here? Spring Boot I already highlighted. Okay. Okay, Vertex 5 stuff, I guess mostly done. We got only, oh, not mostly, yeah. So we still have 16 tickets to be done, right? So, but plenty of work has been finished. Yeah, that's a good sign. Yeah, I know that we faced with some like difficulties during migration, but great and good news that teams were able to overcome the problems, and that's really encouraging here. Yeah, so other stuff, I guess we are moving good, right? So and just want to remind that model release deadline is April 17th right now for Trillium. Yeah, so that's probably it from my side. If you've got any questions, please let me know. All right, if no questions, in this case, have a great Monday for you, right? So have a great sprint, 2:35.
Great, thank you, Alexei.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Have a
you.
great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.